The Cleveland Browns are taking over the air for their first ever Radiothon starting September 9th. They'll be accepting bids for one-of-a-kind experiences you can only get from the Cleveland Browns. All proceeds go to the Cleveland Browns Foundation. Online bidding is open now on clevelandbrowns.com.
Today at 4 o'clock, the Browns got down to their initial 53-man roster as they prepare for the 2014 season. They were at 75 down to 53, meaning 22 players are no longer with the team or have been placed on either the suspended list or the injured reserve. Among the notable cuts for the Browns today, veteran wide receiver Nate Burleson. Burleson missed much of the preseason with a hamstring injury that limited him to appearing only in the team's final preseason contest against the Bears. At wide receiver, the Browns opted instead to go with undrafted free agent Taylor Gabriel. Number 18 led the team in receptions throughout the preseason, and also they kept Charles Johnson. Number 80, the young man who was signed off the Green Bay practice squad last year, showed enough to make this squad for now at wide receiver. At running back, the Browns parted ways with veteran Chris Obanaya and Deion Lewis, opting to keep just three tailbacks on the roster, Ben Tate, Terrence West, and undrafted free agent Isaiah Crowell. The Browns also were keeping a fullback for the first time in a while as undrafted free agent Ray Agnew stuck around and did make this team. Some other notable cuts came at the tight end position. Marquise Gray, who was working some at fullback and some at tight end, didn't survive the final cuts as the team keeps the three tight ends, Jim Drake, Gary Barnes, and of course the Pro Bowler, Jordan Cameron. Some surprises along the defensive backfield as well as last year's third-round pick, Leon McFadden, did not make a team that decided to carry seven cornerbacks as of today. At the quarterback position, undrafted free agent Connor Shaw was cut by the team, but they will be keeping Rex Grossman as the third quarterback behind Brian Hoyer and Johnny Manziel. The Browns roster does stand at 53 now, but I want to remind everybody that this is still very much in flux. It's a very fluid situation. That's why I called it the initial 53-man roster, because all the cuts that go through, players will go on waivers. The Browns will have the opportunity to claim players that they like and add them to this 53, meaning some people who are here now might not be here after Sunday at noon when those waiver claims are announced. So keep it tuned to clevelandbrowns.com for all the latest on the Browns roster. But as of now, the initial 53-man roster has been announced, and you can get that entire group right here at clevelandbrowns.com.